grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our resurrected Savior, who is our living hope, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Peter's first letter. We read from chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If you witnessed something that was absolutely incredible, like mind-blowingly amazing, especially if it was something really good, what words would you use to describe your reaction to it? Shock? Disbelief? Awe? Joy? When we see the disciples' reactions to Jesus' resurrection, don't we see those types of reactions? Just think of our gospel reading from a few moments ago when Jesus appeared to his disciples that Easter Sunday evening and showed them his hands and his side. We're told that the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Think of the gamut of emotions we saw in the reaction of Thomas. Of course, he's known first of all for his doubt that he had at first, the disbelief he had when the disciples were telling him, "We've seen the Lord. He's risen." He says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger into the mark of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." But then after seeing the Christ risen with his own two eyes, Thomas reacts with awe-filled worship and no doubt plenty of joy when he says, "My Lord and my God." Today we'll consider another one of the disciples' resurrection reactions, and that is Peter's. Think of how Peter must have felt between Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. I'm sorry, Easter Sunday. Think of what he went through, and think of what he put himself through. From Monday, Thursday, he was there to witness the arrest of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was there in the courtyard of the high priest, and while he was there, he denied Jesus three times, even doing so vociferously with an oath, saying, "I don't even know this man." Now his friend and his Savior, the one he had believed was the Messiah, was crucified and was lying dead in a tomb. What words do you think you'd use to describe how Peter felt that weekend? Ashamed? Despairing? Confused? Hopeless? How about after Jesus' resurrection from the dead? How do you think Peter felt then? Well, let's let him tell us with his very own words how he felt when he saw Jesus with his own eyes that resurrection Sunday. And listen to how joyfully he writes about it in the words of our text. Look especially at verse 3, the first verse of our text. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Later on, of course, in our text, in one of the last verses of our text, he talks about a rejoicing with a joy that is inexpressible. Do you think that Peter was happy to see Jesus alive again? I think so. Because of Jesus' resurrection, Peter was not only hopeful and joyful, he describes it as being a living hope. He describes his joy as being a joy that is inexpressible. Is it any wonder then that Peter piles on the descriptions of all the blessings that are ours through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, as you read through the rest of the verses of our text? Now, the really good news for you and me is that these blessings are not just Peter's or the rest of the 11 who were there on resurrection night. These blessings are ours as well through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The applications for us in our life of faith are exactly what Peter writes about in our text for today. We have been born again. We have been given a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus' resurrection has also given us an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. And we are kept in this living hope, as Peter says, by God's power. We are being guarded through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Amazingly, even the trials and the difficulties of life, Peter tells us, are reasons to rejoice when we look at them in light of Jesus' resurrection. Listen to his words of encouragement in verses 6 and 7. He says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Peter, of course, was an eyewitness of Jesus' resurrection. He got to see the risen Jesus Christ for himself with his own two eyes on that very first Easter Sunday. He got to see him in all his resurrected glory for the next 40 days after that. So you might think to yourself, well, of course the joy of knowing Jesus was alive kept Peter joyful and persevering through the trials of life. He got to be with Jesus before and after he rose from the dead. But how about me? What about us? We don't have that benefit. We are some almost 2,000 years removed from this greatest event in the history of the world, the resurrection of Jesus. Well, remember the people to whom Peter originally wrote this first letter. This letter wasn't written actually like the day after Easter. It was written some 30 years after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, after his ascension back into heaven. So Peter's original readers of this first letter would not have seen Jesus risen from the dead with their own two eyes either. And yet, what does Peter say in the last verses of our text to them? He says, "Though you have not seen him," that is Jesus, "you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him. That is one of the greatest miracles of Easter. Those words aren't just written for Peter's original readers. Those are words written for us. You and I, by God's grace, through his holy and powerful word, love Jesus, even though we have not seen him. We believe in Jesus, even though we do not see him now. On top of that, as Peter says, we rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible. A joy he describes as being filled with glory. Why? Because we are obtaining the outcome of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. Think of how miraculous that is. Even though we do not see Jesus now, we believe in him and we love him. Even though we've never seen Jesus, we believe in him and we love him. If you doubt the miraculous nature of that, think about this. Think of how many people saw Jesus both before and after he rose from the dead. Think of how many people saw Jesus die, be crucified, knew that he was buried in a tomb, and then they saw him after he had risen from the dead. And think of how many of those people who saw him crucified and then risen again, think of how many of them did not believe, even though they had seen him after he had risen from the dead. The faith that you and I have been given, unasked, unforced, unearned, is quite simply a miracle from God that should make us fall to our knees and praise, like Peter, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ daily. It took a miracle. It took a resurrection for that faith to happen inside of you and me. The Bible tells us very plainly that by nature, from birth, we are dead in our trespasses and sins. It doesn't use the term sick or weak. It says dead in our trespasses and sins. But that verse from Ephesians goes on to say, but God made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved. Made us alive. That sounds like a resurrection. And because Jesus rose from the dead on the last day, not only will we have that resurrection of our hearts through faith, because of Jesus' resurrection, we are guaranteed that we too will rise body and soul from our graves on the last day to that inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So what is our reaction to Jesus' resurrection? By God's grace, may it be the same as Peter's. Let the resurrection be the thought that cheers your hearts and your souls when things seem hopeless. Because you have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Let this thought cheer you as you go through the fiery trials of life. And remember what Peter tells us. He tells us that God is using those trials to refine us, refine our faith like gold, to keep it genuine, to make it strong until that last day when it will result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let that thought be the thought that gives you comfort as the days go by and you see that last day approaching. Let that be your joy today and always, and you will truly have a living hope. Though you and I have not seen Jesus, we love him. Though you and I have not seen him now, we believe in him, and we rejoice with the joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.